Observability and logging in MCP. A connector you cannot observe is not production software. When Claude calls a tool, you need to know what was requested, what policy decision was made, how long execution took, and whether the result was successful. Without that trail, debugging becomes guesswork and compliance review becomes impossible. MCP standardizes how hosts connect to servers and discover capabilities. It does not remove the need for application observability. Your server must emit logs and audit events around every meaningful operation. Prerequisites check. You should have a working local MCP server with at least one tool from Chapter 3 and one resource from Chapter 4. If you only have a tool, you can still complete this chapter, but the final exercise is stronger when you log both tool calls and resource reads. Operational logs versus audit events. Use two categories. Operational logs help engineers debug reliability, latency, exception class, retry count, dependency status. Audit events help reviewers reconstruct sensitive actions: actor, tool name, target object, authorization result, timestamp. They can go to the same logging pipeline, but they should be distinguishable. A timeout reading is operational. A user approving is audit-worthy. The minimum useful log event: every tool call should emit stable event name, such as the MCP tool called, correlation ID from the host or generated server side, user or agent identity when available, sanitized summary, not raw secrets, Boolean, elapsed time, controlled code when failed. Callout type warning: do not log raw credentials, full customer records, or prompt transcripts by default. Observability that leaks sensitive data creates a second incident. Add a wrapper. Wrap tool handlers instead of copying logging code into every tool. This wrapper gives every tool a consistent event shape. Consistency is what makes logs searchable. Run prompt cell model claude-sonnet 4-6 tools equals course file browser prompt. Use list project files to list the demo project root. Then explain which log fields should appear for this call. Expected output. Audit examples. Read-only file listing may not need a durable audit record in a toy project. A legal document redaction tool does. A payroll approval tool definitely does. Audit records should focus on business meaning. That event tells a reviewer what happened without dumping private payment details into logs. Run prompt cell model claude-sonnet 4-6 prompt. Design an audit event for a tool named redact contract, document ID, redaction policy. Include fields useful to a compliance reviewer, but avoid logging document text. Knowledge check questions. Question: which field is risky to log by default? Answers: tool name, duration MS, raw API key, success. Correct 2. Explanation: secrets should never be logged. Knowledge check questions. Question free form: for your Chapter 3 tool, write one operational log event and one audit event. Explain why they're different. Hands-on exercise. Add structured logging to your file browser server. Success criteria: every call emits one completion or failure log. Logs include request ID, tool name, sanitized input, success, duration, and controlled error code when failed. Path traversal attempts are logged as failures without exposing host file system details. You can paste one successful log and one failed log into your notes. What's next? Chapter 6 adds authentication and authorization. Logging tells you what happened. Authorization decides whether it should happen. Model Context Protocol Documentation, HTTPS, Model Context Protocol IOSH, Model Context Protocol TypeScript SDK, /github.com/Model Context Protocol TypeScript-SDK. Anthropic Tool Use with Claude, docs.anthropic.com/agents@tools/tool use/overview.